Well, we'll be checking in on states, so let's go now to Illinois, which has more than 1,000 people testing positive for the new coronavirus, nearly 300 added just yesterday. On Friday, Governor J.B. Pritzker ordered the entire state to stay home. That went into effect over the weekend, so how's that going? Tony Arnold is with member station WBEZ in Chicago. And Tony, many states are doing this. New Jersey's governor told us he's considering fining or arresting people who don't abide. So what about Illinois? How's it going there?
I don't know that I expect any kind of extreme measure penalties like that here. At least the governor and both Chicago's mayor, when this was announced, said that they really did not expect that kind of flaunting of this order from the governor across the entire state. But I think in Chicago, a lot of people, especially parents, have probably already been living as this order would want them to, which is mostly staying at home, taking care of the kids. Under Illinois, at least, you are still allowed to go outside. There's no curfew. You can still go on walks, go on runs. Anecdotally, I live next to a running path through the neighborhoods, and it's over the weekend, it was pretty busy, I must say, even though it was typical Chicago weather and a little cold and snowing. So they said that if there's a business that's not complying, maybe we'll look at yanking their business license. If somebody really won't comply with the police, maybe they will get a misdemeanor for reckless conduct. But both officials thought that's pretty extreme.
And that people will abide. But I just want to question, you say, you know, a lot of people out running. There was some nice weather in places over the weekend. But New York's governor got really upset because people were playing basketball or they were doing things outside in clumps of people. How's it looking there? Is it, you know, are people distancing?
People are definitely distancing, yes, and just walking on the sidewalk. I feel like people are kind of stepping into the street without any cars around to get out of the way of somebody else walking by or get away from the dog walker. But I haven't heard. There was also a reporter I noticed who said that he heard from a police officer who kind of gave a friendly wave and toward the end of the day on Saturday and said, "Okay, time to go home." And when he put that on Twitter, there was kind of this backlash saying, well, that's you're still allowed to go on that walk. Yeah. You don't have to go home. And in fact, the lieutenant governor then responded saying, we want people to still get exercise and feel good. It's important for mental health to do that. Just keep your distance from other people. Right. So I think they're still just getting used to this new reality for the next 3 weeks while this is in effect.
Well, I want to ask you, Governor Pritzker and President Trump have exchanged some barbs. Pritzker said over the weekend that the federal government failed to coordinate states' efforts to get supplies and personal protective equipment. Let's listen.
We're competing against each other. We're competing against other countries. You know, it's a wide, wild west, I would say, out there. And indeed, we're overpaying, I would say, for PPE because of that competition.
Again, personal protection equipment. Well, then the president tweeted Sunday that Governor Pritzker and other governors shouldn't blame the federal government for their shortcomings. Are people there worried that this is going to affect the help they get?
The dispute between Pritzker and Trump, I don't know that that's a full-on. If the federal government wants to withhold supplies out of spite for the Pritzker being critical of the president, his handling of this, I think that there's you know, that'll be quite the story. I know that there's been other governors who have been critical of Trump in the past, and now the president has been actually praising them. If anything, the governor has said far worse things than that in the past several years about President Trump. And most recently, he even went on Twitter when the president's called on people to come back home from Europe, and there was this huge influx of crowds at O'Hare International Airport. And that those scenes went viral when it was right when we were supposed to be quarantining, and there's just, it looked like a rock concert happening at O'Hare. Everyone was shoulder to shoulder. And Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, went on Twitter and said the president needs to get his expletive in order now. And that prompted then the federal government to respond. And the governor ended up, Governor Pritzker ended up saying, well, if I go public on Twitter, that seems to get a response. So I think that's why you're seeing an uptick now of the governor going on national TV and being more active on Twitter because he's getting results by being public in his criticism of how the federal government's responding
to
this.
Well, he's not the only governor saying we shouldn't be competing with each other for getting this equipment. Tony Arnold of member station WBEZ there in Chicago telling us about Illinois. Tony, thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me.
And listeners, tell us what's happening where you are. Things have shifted, got a lot more serious over the weekend. So let us know, how are you weathering, either staying at home or watching what's coming down the road? Let us know, hereandnow.org.